Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And today we are discussing Elvis's 27th movie, Speedway.
So what'd you think?
You know, I liked this one a lot, actually. You know, we had a couple of rough movies here in the last couple weeks. I know a lot of people, when they say they love Elvis movies, they don't typically shout out to Harum Scarum or Stay Away Joe or some of those. And they, you know, I don't want to bash them. They're there. They do their job, mm-hmm. you know, in a story. But I thought this was a really charming movie. For it to be one of Elvis's, you know, musical comedies, it really does a good job of making you laugh and feel some feelings. And, of course, there's some romance in there, too.
Right. Yeah, and it was really lighthearted. It was a fun movie to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't hard to concentrate or hard to understand the plot. I really enjoyed it. You know, of course, we get to see that iconic red and white jacket.
And blue and white jacket
that we've all come to love, which you can still buy at Lansky's if you'd like to, down on Beale Street, which is a really cool outfit. It's cool to see them, you know, him in an iconic outfit that we see in pictures.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's cool to kind of connect the dots. And of course, you know, Nancy Sinatra's in here, Bill Bixby's in here, who was in Clambake. So we see some familiar faces and some famous faces. How about I go ahead and tell you the plot of the movie?
What happened?
Okay.
As if I don't know.
Exactly. Okay, so Elvis plays a successful Speedway driver. His actor's name is Steve Grayson. And his manager, who is Bill Bixby, he is squandering his money and got him into some trouble with the IRS.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. So then Miss Nancy Sinatra comes in, and her name is Susan Jacks in the movie. So she comes in, and she's an IRS inspector. And of course, Elvis, or Steve, tries to woo her, and, you know, that may or may not work. You'll have to see. I'm sure you can guess if she fell in love with him or not. So, like we said, it was a lighthearted movie. It was fun to watch. The Speedway scenes were fun.
Yes,
that looked like a lot of work.
It really did.
A lot of people were there, unless, yeah, you know, they shot it somewhere else. But it was, I thought that was really cool. I love the scene where they're at the club or the restaurant where the Cadillac seats are there and the checkered everywhere. And that's where Nancy does her little song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was cute. And I really enjoyed the music, too. It was a lot of songs that we all know and love.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Let Yourself Go and things like that
right
in here. So it's got a really fun soundtrack. So yeah, this was a fun movie with some really cute moments in it too, with the pack of kids who Elvis is trying to help. That's one thing I really enjoyed about this movie too, is that I didn't feel like Elvis's character of Steve really was a big change of pace for Elvis, because
right,
Steve is so generous, and mm-hmm. he's always kind of giving his money away to people, trying to help people who are in need, that sort of thing. And I'm like, well, Elvis did that too.
Right.
So I thought that was actually a really cool tie-in.
And loved cars.
Exactly.
And women. And it was such an iconic cast. I mean,
yeah,
how cool is it that we get to see, you know, someone like Nancy Sinatra, which if you don't know, obviously I'm sure you know the last name. So that's Frank Sinatra's daughter. So what a cool actress to have beside Elvis.
Yeah, yeah. The two of them I thought made a really great pair. And I have some trivia on Miss Sinatra.
Yay!
And some trivia on the movie. So if you want to skip ahead to trivia, we
I would
can
love
do
to
that. Okay. So first of all, we'll get to Nancy in just a second. Sometimes Elvis's movies were released out of order in which they were filmed. So actually, you know, Speedway was his 27th movie. It was released in 1968. Actually, the 50th anniversary will be this summer. It was actually filmed in the June of 1967, prior to filming his 26th film, Stay Away Joe. But Stay Away Joe came out, and then 3 months later, Speedway. So, okay. Yeah, you didn't have to wait too long to see Elvis on the big screen.
Right.
Which was nice. on June 19th, 1967, Elvis reported to MGM to begin work on Speedway. The day began with music meeting at 10 a.m. And then at 2 p.m. he had some wardrobe fittings. That's where you get the really cool clothes in there. And then he and his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, actually gave leading lady Nancy Sinatra a car that had Speedway painted on the door and starring Nancy and Elvis on the other.
Oh, I love it.
How precious.
That is
I love
so cute.
That. So, yeah, speaking of Nancy, this actually, her role in this movie of Susan Jacks was actually first offered to singer Petula Clark. She turned the role down, so then it was given to Sinatra. And, of course, we know her from a bunch of hit songs, like These Boots Were Made for Walking, mm-hmm. Sugartown, Something Stupid. She has so many good songs. And, actually, she met Elvis long before they made this movie. Back in 1960, when Elvis returned home from serving in the Army, her daddy, Frank Sinatra, did a special TV show welcoming him back. It was the Frank Sinatra Timex show. And Miss Sinatra was on that special welcoming Elvis back.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And so she's still busy doing a lot of things. You know, she stays busy performing and supporting some of her favorite causes, including she supports the U.S. troops and American veterans in the USO. If you are a recent movie buff and you've seen the first Kill Bill movie, you have seen or you have heard her sing the song Bang Bang My Baby Shot Me Down.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And speaking of some of those songs, Elvis recorded the songs for the soundtrack from June 20th to June 21st, 1967 at MGM Studio. During the sessions, he was visited by his father, Vernon, and Vernon's wife, Dee, and Dee's three sons. They, along with Elvis and Nancy, met Nelson Rockefeller, the governor of New York, who had come in to record a studio album of patriotic, like, poems and things like that. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Of course, then they began filming the movie June 26th. This is of 67. Working titles included Potluck, Guitar City, and I'll Go Quietly. Not really any of my favorite titles there.
Definitely I like, not Potluck.
Yeah, I like Speedway a lot better.
Yeah.
And, then, of course, there are always some really cool behind-the-scenes people who worked on Elvis's movies. This was actually the last movie for multi-award-winning cinematographer Joseph Ruttenberg, who had worked on Elvis's movie It Happened at the World's Fair. From 1939 to 1961, he was nominated for 10 Academy Awards. His wins were all for work in movies like The Great Waltz, Somebody Up There Likes Me, and Gigi, which I think is very cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. And, of course, on a very special day in 1967, July 12th, I bet everybody knows that date, Elvis is on the set of Speedway, and he announces that Priscilla is pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
So he tells a reporter, "This is the greatest thing that has ever happened to me." Very
That's
sweet.
So sweet.
And of course, Nancy, being always the classy lady that she is, she gave a baby shower for Priscilla.
I remember seeing pictures and videos of
that.
That's
so
very sweet.
And some of his co-stars, we talked a minute ago about Bill Bixby. Of course, he is in Clam Bake with Elvis. You've also seen him in things like My Favorite Martian, The Magician, The Incredible Hulk. He has done so much work. It's really incredible. Gail Gordon played IRS agent R.W. Hepworth. And you probably know him if you ever watched any of Lucille Ball's later shows, like The Lucy Show, The Lucille Ball Comedy Hour, and Here's Lucy. He played sort of her arch nemesis on that show, on those shows. Let me see. William Shallert, who played Abel Esterlake, was one of the hundreds of roles this actor had in film and TV. He has a really cool life story, so I suggest you go look him up sometime. But you probably know him best as playing the father on the Patty Duke show. It earned him number 39 in TV Guide's list of the 50 greatest TV dads of all time. Man, we can't live without those TV dads.
I know.
Of course, we will talk here in a little bit later about Victoria Paige Meyring. She plays Ellie. She is really precious, and we'll hear from her in just a minute. But her little sister Annie was played by Patty Jean Keith, the granddaughter of director Norman Taurog. Of course, he made 9 Elvis movies. This was his 8th he made with Elvis, but this was Patty's only movie role. And Charlotte Stewart played Lori. She went on to become Mrs. Beadle in Little House on the Prairie and Betty Briggs in Twin Peaks. So a lot of people who went on to do a lot of really cool things. Oh, speaking of that, you may not have seen this actress, but you at least know her work. Kathy Nelson's one and only movie role was an uncredited waitress in Speedway, but she decided acting is not my thing. So she moved on to become a music supervisor. She worked on movies like Thelma and Louise, Pulp Fiction, Apollo 13, Runaway Bride, The Sixth Sense, Hannibal, Pearl Harbor, A Beautiful Mind, Big Fat Liar, and The Bourne Identity.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool.
That is amazing.
I know. And just think, I mean, Elvis connects us in so many cool ways to so many cool people.
Absolutely.
In that same vein, just hold on, we have some more cool people who were involved in this movie. Of course, this movie is about stock car racing, and a lot of the racing was filmed at the Charlotte Speedway in Charlotte, North Carolina. Participating in the movie were several champion professional NASCAR racers. I know if you even know anything remotely about NASCAR, you know some of these names, like Richard Petty, Betty Baker, Cale Yarbrough, Tiny Lund, Dick Hutcherson, G.C. Spencer, and Roy Main, who played themselves.
They did a little intro at the beginning with the, you know, them sitting in their cars.
It was very cool.
Okay. I was like, who are these people?
NASCAR folks.
Very cool.
Very cool, yeah. Sandy Reed, a professional race announcer, was the announcer for the film.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so Christopher Wes, who played Billy Joe, was the reigning queen of the Laguna Seca sports car races at the time. And, of course, there were some stunt drivers who worked in movies like Bullet, Magnum Force. You can imagine a bunch of if you've ever seen basically a movie with some really cool stunt scenes, you've probably seen some of this. The same stunt drivers who worked for this also worked with some of these movies. And there was a guy who actually provided stunt work for Viva Las Vegas, too. So there are just so many connections that go back to Elvis, that go to his other movies, who go to other movies, to movies of today.
Right.
So much stuff.
There's an Elvis for everyone.
I'm telling you.
For sure.
And we do have a little bit of fan reactions.
Okay, what'd they think?
Well, the first one that we got that really sort of blew my mind because we tweeted, you know, hey, tell us your favorite scenes or your favorite songs or whatever from these movies. And Nancy Sinatra actually wrote us back and told us, she said she misses Elvis. So,
oh my gosh.
It's very sweet to hear of that. I can't imagine being a friend of his and suffering such that loss. I mean, just as a fan, it's painful. So I can't imagine someone who loved him and worked with him and, you know.
Well, it sounds like
such a good friend.
Sounds like Nancy needs a trip to Memphis.
I think so. And then we heard from a couple other fans who were fans of the music.
Right.
Janet and Vicky on Facebook said they loved the song Your Time Hasn't Come Yet that he sang to Victoria's character.
Mm-hmm.
Michael on Facebook said he loved Let Yourself Go. And then Becky on Facebook said she saw this movie 5 times in the theater.
Oh,
go,
wow.
Becky.
That is so cool. Can you imagine being able to go to the movies like on a Friday night and see Elvis films?
Listen, that is my dream. I think we need to somehow re-release some movies.
I think so too.
That would be amazing.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, so overall, great movie. We really loved it. We have a special little treat for you as well. You know, during birthday weeks and Elvis weeks, you know, we try to get some guest speakers from Elvis's personal life, whether it be a co-star, or a friend, a musician, family members. You know, we try to get some people here for the guests to kind of provide a different perspective of Elvis and his life and legacy. And we had a very special person who was actually in this movie, Speedway, come for our birthday week and be a guest speaker, and that was Victoria Page Meyrink.
Yeah.
So, as a little special treat, if you would like to listen, we are going to include that at the end of this podcast. We will just attach the audio file, and you can listen to Argo from Elvis Radio interview Victoria and see what she has to say about her time with the King.
Yeah, she has some really fun stories, especially about hot dogs.
So, tune into that.
Yeah, so that's coming up in just a few minutes here. We're going to wrap up. Our next movie is Live a Little, Love a Little.
Yeah.
So, break out your DVDs and start watching so you can follow along with us.
Absolutely. And don't forget that coming up soon is summer camp. It's been filling up pretty good, so make sure you get your child or teenager their spot in that like kind of theater music camp that's mm-hmm. going on. Thank you to everybody who came out for the ETA weekend.
Oh, that was so much fun.
It looked like it was absolutely fabulous, so we hope you had a great time. We have lots of fun things coming up this year, and we're excited to spend them with you.
Yeah, so thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Please welcome Victoria Page Myring. Hey, hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good.
So
good
great
to see you.
Yep. Missed you. I have something very special for you.
Yes.
This is Speedway's 50th anniversary. We have a commemorative special photo for it, and it's hot off the press.
Fantastic. 50 years ago. Wow.
Isn't that shocking? Thank you. Son?
Isn't it?
There we go.
Yeah, sure. Have a seat.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy Elvis's birthday, everybody.
That's right. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're kind of getting to know Memphis a little bit now.
Well, I've always loved Memphis. This complex, though, this is amazing.
First time you've seen all this, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Wow. So 50 years in Speedway. Is that unbelievable or what?
Shocking. It's shocking what age I am if Speedway's 50. So.
Well, you were just saying something backstage that I thought was interesting.
I was
interesting.
Five. No, I'm kidding.
You were talking about when you're on the Danny Kaye show and how your name and how really that's how it all started with your name. They were trying to get you to tell your name one way and you came out and said your name a different way.
They wanted me to drop my last name, which is Myring. They wanted me to walk out on CBS with Danny Kaye. And he was going to introduce me and he said, and you are, and I was supposed to say Victoria Page, but I said, Victoria Page Myring. And they said there was a sigh in the booth, all the CBS execs saying, oh no, now we have this long name. So it stuck and I kept it and I'm keeping it.
Then it works, yeah. So how old were you? Was that your introduction into showbiz on the Danny Kaye show?
I think that was the biggest introduction. I had done commercials, I had done print since I was two. My mother hosted the Today Show before Barbara Walters in New York. So I sort of had it in my blood, but she wasn't one of these pushy stage mothers. It was all up to me. I wanted to do what she did. That was fun. And the Elvis, I didn't even read for Speedway. I was just cast. They called my agent and literally said, we want Victoria. So.
Wow, that's a great, easy way to get a gig, right? That's good. So when you get that news that you're going to be working with Elvis, well, that would be kind of cool. I mean,
well,
as a little girl.
It was. I mean, I knew who he was, and I knew his music, but, I mean, I was seven. So I'm not sure, and since I had worked with Danny Kaye and Rock Hudson, I wasn't overly blown away by his presence as a star. I was blown away by him as a person. And I think my relationship with him was so unique at that age. I had priceless moments with him that all the other Elvis's women had very different relationships in working with him than I did. I was a kid, and Elvis was a big kid, and he loved kids. And we played a lot, and we had fun, and we made books together, and we sang, and we rehearsed, and we fed my cat. You know the cat story, yeah. And all, you know, I mean.
Well, we got to hear these things, though, Victoria, while you're here. But I always like to start at the beginning. So when that first encounter with Elvis, when you first met Elvis?
Oh, well, I'm very formal. I was a very, very proper seven-year-old, very mannered. I remember we met at a rehearsal for this number on the MGM lot, and he was there, and Bill Bixby was there, because, of course, he's in the scene as well. And I remember being introduced, and I said, hello, Mr. Presley, and extended my hand very formally like I usually do. So.
And that was that.
That was that.
And what do you remember thinking about him? I mean, you just said it, he's a big kid, too, so I would think he probably took to you more than some of the other people in the room.
It could be. I mean, he was clearly friends with Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah.
They got along very well. And Bill, I actually knew Bill Bixby previously because I'd been to the My Favorite Martian set. And I knew him and Ray Walston over the years. So that was like seeing an old buddy mm-hmm. with Bill. And then Bill Shallert, of course, who's everybody's favorite dad. Mm-hmm. Patty Duke's dad, then my dad. And we've lost him since, but...
So talk about working with Elvis. Of course, at 7 years old. Now, the movie was filmed in 1967. It
Correct.
Was released in 68, so right. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary. But talk about when you would come out and you would film some of these scenes that we all know. Like I said, you're the only person in here Elvis sang to and kissed.
He asked me to marry him, too.
Right?
You know that. That was really fun. Let's see. Well, there's the hot dog scene. You all know the hot dog scene? Okay, you know that rumor that's floating around that I ate all the hot dogs? The prop master started that rumor. It's not true. It was Elvis's idea, not mine. What happened was, we were doing that scene where, you know, he eventually holds the hot dog up and my little hand grabs it. Well, in all the rehearsals, he kept saying, "These look really good. Why don't we take a bite?" And I said, "I don't think we should eat the props." He said, "Oh, come on, we can eat this." So he encouraged me to do that. And then we both started eating them, and pretty soon we ran out of hot dogs. That is true. But by then the scene was shot. So, but I loved watching him rehearse. And I used to be on set, too, for all the other numbers in the movie. They let me stay. And I had the fun of watching those rehearsals and then watching them film. And such a happy person. He was always humming or tapping his feet. Or, you know, rhythm. Musicians always have that rhythm running through them. Mm-hmm. Always keeping beat or humming. And just always very up and happy and the most gorgeous skin. Oh, my God.
So you recognized then how handsome he was, even though you were little. You were just like, hey, this is...
Oh, I was smitten. He's fabulous,
yeah.
And he couldn't have been a more southern gentleman.
And gentle when he,
lovely, lovely. Yeah. Incredible manners always to my mother. Ma'am, yes ma'am, Mrs. Myrick. We don't get that in L.A.
No, yeah. And don't you think that was a part of it? You know, when Elvis first came out to Hollywood, I think people were, you know, naysaying he and Colonel until they met him, until they met Elvis and they realized what a humble, down-to-earth guy he was and how
very
polite
kind
he was. And most people weren't expecting that, I guess, just because of his reputation or his music or whatever it was. But
I have no idea, but everyone was very drawn to him. I remember walking to the commissary to eat lunch every day, the cafeteria on the MGM lot, and he would be swarmed by fans, and he was so wonderful with them and so gracious.
Took time with
he
everybody.
Took time. We'd stop. The two of us would stop, and I'd watch him be with his fans, and I learned. I think he was such a consummate professional. I learned so much from him, seeing how he dealt with his fans and how kind he was and how thankful he was to them. He was very appreciative.
Yeah.
Very, very happy.
And talk about feeding the cat. You were just talking about the...
the cat. Well, every lunch, I had snuck this cat onto the lot because its mother had died and it was a kitten. It was the last kitten in the litter left. And it had to be fed every couple of hours with a little baby bottle. And at that time, people couldn't bring animals to the sets. Now you have to bring your animals to the set. But it's all changed. And we snuck it on, and of course I confided in my pal Elvis. I had to tell him, I've got this kitten in my trailer. Well, he then wanted to meet the kitten. He did. He came to my trailer, and every lunch it became a ritual. After we ate, we'd go to the trailer, and I remember his huge hand, and this little tiny kitten in his hand, and he'd hold it and then feed it with an eyedropper, the little bit of formula or milk. And that cat lived to be 19.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's pretty fun.
It was very fun.
A lot of fun.
It's a great cat.
Was there a big premiere for this movie? Did you remember the premiere of this film?
I don't. I know there was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was sort of too young to attend at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
And I don't think it was in Los Angeles. For some reason, I think it was either here or Nashville. I don't think it was in L.A. But we do screen the film, and this being the 50th anniversary,
yes,
it's actually going on tour. A lot of the festivals are doing
cool
Elvis events, I mean, Speedway events to celebrate the 50th. So I will be doing that this year.
Do you remember any of Elvis's cohorts, any of his friends? Did you ever meet Colonel Tom? Did you ever deal with anybody else?
No, actually, it was surprising. I hear about the entourage. I hear about the Colonel. I never saw them. He was never surrounded by people on the set. It was really very much him, me, the other co-stars, the director. There weren't a lot of people around. They just weren't, except when he made the announcement about expecting.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was during the filming of the movie, he was said, hey, you know, Priscilla's pregnant. So I would think that would even make him more keen to you and the other, you know, your sisters in the movie.
Right.
And more excited about that just because he had his... you know, own baby on the way.
So he was so thrilled.
Did he just bring everybody together and make the announcement? That was pretty much...
He did. As I recall, sort of midway through, several weeks into the shoot, and he got up on apple boxes, which are basically crates that we put things on sets, and he stood up on it, and he assembled the cast and crew, and made this announcement. He said, Priscilla and I are expecting a baby. And he looked down at me and he said, I want a little girl just like you. And that made headlines a couple of days later. And I actually have a photo of that. I want a little girl just like you. It's just...
So that was in the paper, and you have the article still?
I have.
Oh, that's good.
Photos with
me
of it. It was
Did Elvis
remarkable.
Ever gift you anything? I know he was a big gift giver, and I didn't know if he ever brought you anything.
Not during filming, but several years later, I actually had surgery, and he sent me the latest album and a lovely note.
Really?
Yes, he did. And he kept in touch. He called my mom and asked how I was.
I was going to ask when the last time that you saw him was.
The last time I saw him really was the filming of Speedway. We had arranged to meet, but I think it was about 3 years later. I was in Little Rock, and my mom was doing a play, and we were going to drive here to see him, and there was a tornado.
Mm.
So the trip was canceled and never rescheduled.
Oh, goodness. So I guess after all these years and the 50th anniversary, like you said, you're going to be hitting the road, and they'll be showing Speedway again on the big screen, which is kind of exciting.
I can't wait. So, I saw the clip, and my heart was melting because I remember every minute. I remember looking up at him and just thinking, he's so gorgeous. That's what I was thinking.
Well, and then I think that's the thing, too. I was thinking, you know, how much of that do you remember? Because you were so little,
but at
that 7 turning 8 years old, I guess you do remember it in a moment like that with Elvis Presley.
You can't forget it.
You can't forget it. So you meet people all the time. I guess they want to know all about Elvis. What's the number one question you get? What was he like? Or
what did he say? What did he look like? What did he eat?
What did he eat?
We usually had meatloaf at the.
And meatloaf,
I didn't
that sounds about
the
right.
Peanut butter and banana thing until much later. He wasn't eating that at MGM, but he was just extraordinarily kind and generous and giving of his time and his spirit. I loved him a lot.
And of course, we're also celebrating the 50th anniversary this year of the television special, the NBC television special.
I remember
the Black
that.
Leather, the 68. There was really a whole lot of excitement if you think about that year, 67 into 68, with not only Elvis's personal life, but his professional life as well.
Absolutely. And that wasn't that Speedway was the second to last movie in
that
the
was
MGM
released, yes.
series of movies?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. He was ready to wind down,
move
I think,
on.
And move on. And maybe reconnect with his fans, absolutely. On
you know who I had the pleasure of meeting just in February was Ron Tutt. I met Ron.
Hard-working Ronnie
you
Tutt.
You know Ron is Elvis's drummer from Vegas on?
Still drumming today.
He is. Yeah. Actually, he injured himself in Europe a little bit ago, but he said he has a Speedway story for me, so I'm trying to meet up with him and get it. I know.
So I wonder what the Speedway story.
Me too. He left me in suspense. He had to leave. He was playing for Neil Diamond that night, and I went back and met everybody, met Ron, and it's like, what do you mean you're leaving? You got to tell me the story. So I will find it out, and I will let you know.
What do you think about this legacy? And it's cool because you're a part of it through his films. But when you come here now, you mention all of this, this new hotel and this new complex, this Elvis legacy that continues. What do you think about that?
I think it's remarkable. And I also think there are very few stars that will survive eternity. And I think Elvis and Marilyn are it. I think everyone else eventually is forgotten. They do not. I mean, there's a legacy and people remember them. But Elvis is here to stay. Elvis is here forever, right? He really did have an impact, and it struck me, the older I get, the more I see the longevity and the impact of his career and his music, and it's amazing.
Well, and you've gone on to produce and direct
your
own work, too. Yeah, Priscilla, very much involved with...
But she's helping keep it all alive.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's crucial.
I think, absolutely. It is, too.
Yeah.
Elvis movies as a whole, there are some better than others. And people will have opinions about how he and Colonel, kind of got it this formula. And some of the movies weren't as great as some of the others.
I've heard.
And when you see the Elvis, have you seen, how many of them have you seen of the Elvis movies?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, a handful of them?
No.
More than...
I'd say maybe half of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So overall, what did you think about
Speedway the most?
Well, hopefully, right? So what do you think about that, though, when you talk about Elvis's movies and people, say, oh, they weren't as serious as they could have been, or there were some silly songs or things like that. But at the same time, Colonel and Elvis were getting these huge deals. But I think at the same time, Hollywood was not necessarily accepting of them, and the movies weren't probably the best material that could have been out there, with the exception of Speedway.
Well, they were sort of interchangeable, right? You could change the plot a little, change a few of the characters,
right.
Add a few different songs, sort of change lyrics, and you had a new movie. That was the formula. And I know I've heard, and he didn't tell me, but I've heard that he was dissatisfied and really wanted a meaty, dramatic role.
Mm-hmm.
And you started to say that I am a feature film producer. I was asked a question during Elvis Week on radio. They said, if you produced a film now, would you cast Elvis, and what kind of film would you do with him now? I said, I would probably ask him what he wants to be known for. Would it be the gospel? Would it be more the Vegas shows? And then build something around the image that he wanted to perpetuate. Because if he didn't want to be doing the Speedway-type movies, what did he want to be doing? And I would have liked to have seen him do varied music, not
sure.
So similar in the films.
Not the same kind of formula.
You know.
But, of course, now all these years later, you look at the Elvis catalog of movies, and it's almost its own thing. You know, you talk about Elvis and Marilyn. These movies are almost their own thing now.
Totally.
Just because they're so cool because it's Elvis.
Yeah.
Well, Victoria, thank you for joining us. You can catch up with Victoria Page Myring. She's going to be here throughout the weekend, and she'll be signing autographs up here in just a little bit. So what happens for you next? You mentioned you'll be going around this year doing some screenings of Speedway. Or what else keeps you busy?
What else keeps me busy? Well, first of all, the Speedway 50th kicks off at the Nashville Elvis Festival on March 22nd, which,
cool.
of course, is Tom Brown and Brian May's festival. So, yay, guys. That'll be very fun. And it's fun. They're charging $19.68 is the ticket.
That's right. Tom was
it's
telling
brilliant.
Us about this the other day. How cool is that?
It's brilliant. Yeah. So that's launching that. Aside from that, I've transitioned from not only doing feature films, but doing epic concert events that are airing on PBS. So I work with David Arkenstone, who's a 3-time Grammy nominee, and I do all of our PBS specials, our music videos, the CD releases, everything. We're business partners.
Fantastic.
We just shot our Christmas special 2 weeks ago for PBS for next year.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
And during your business dealings with people, you have got to, I'm sure every once in a while, because people probably deal with you on a certain level of business and who you are, but I mean, it's kind of like maybe little known. Oh, yeah, and she worked with Elvis when she was a kid. Is that how does that come up a lot that way?
It does. And I've learned that people actually know. They just don't say anything at
right,
first.
Right. They don't want to be
because they
like,
Google you. I mean, now everything is an open book.
That's right.
So before you even take a meeting, you tend to look people up and see what their background is and check them out. And I guess people do that with me, but
so
I've established myself in a multifaceted career, and I enjoy it. And if people still want me to act and they say, we want Victoria, I'll do it. No, I don't necessarily go out and do the auditioning and
right.
all that.
Right.
But I don't mind it at all. Yeah. I love it. I love the business. And I thank all of you for perpetuating and keeping Elvis and his memory and his music alive. You know, the fans are 90% of what keeps it
Absolutely.
All going.
Absolutely. So. Victoria Page Myring, ladies and gentlemen.